Atma, your being, always remains unperturbed. No matter what is going on in the mind, or what craziness is going on in your environment, your being is always unruffled. Your mind learns to enjoy sitting in the unruffled self as its dawn, as its abode. From which to experience the world. Every experience and every vritti, whether it be perception or thought or emotion, a dream, an image, a daydream, always pervasive to the vritti, the experience, is my unruffled self. Complete and full in itself. Hear the plane going overhead. Notice the silence of your being. Remains untouched by the sound. Let your body relax, your mind relax, and allow your ears just to pick up any sounds that are in the environment. See if you can discern that those sounds are taking place in the silence of your own presence, and notice that that silence in your own presence remains undisturbed. as you're aware of the sounds, shift your focus or your attention, put more emphasis on the silence in which the sounds are taking place. It's not about getting rid of the sounds, it's about being with, mind's being with or awake to my own being. Which the sounds are taking place, but remains untouched. When we do japa, the repetition of the mantra, starting out orally, its purpose is to help me differentiate the silent presence of my own being in which the mantra is taking place. That's why we do it. When we do the mantra silently, mentally, again, I notice that the mantra is taking place in the silence, the changelessness of my own presence, of me. The mantra is a thought. It stands for any thought. The relationship I have with the mantra is the relationship I have with all experience. But the repetition of a mantra of a repeating thought helps me to see that abiding, changeless presence in which all of the thoughts of buddhi, ahamkara, citta, manas, all of the emotions, all of the perceptions, but place. Recently, when Swamiji was asked what his favorite mantra was, he said, Om Namah Shivaya. Such a simple mantra, Om Namah Shivaya. Beautiful. It's a mantra for sadhu. Shiva is the one who destroys all samsara, removes all ajnana, withdraws the creation into himself at the time of pralaya. So, keeping yourself, keeping the mind gently focused on your own presence, and with a sankalpa for Swamiji's well-being, and let his own sankalpas be honored. Let's chant together Om Namah Shivaya, and then when you can silent, well, in that silence you can chant on your own for some time, enjoying your own presence as we chant. Just follow my pace. When you hear me stop, and you also come to a stop and say it mentally. Chant it mentally, let it become very large in your mind, so it feels, the mantra feels the whole mind. some space between the mantras, some silence, that your mind gets to absorb in the silence. Notice how your own being is really the self of the thoughts, of the mantra. Your being is what is actually there. So notice the relationship between your being and the quality of the thought, the nature of the thought, the mantra. As the mantra naturally drops off, let your own presence be dominant. Bring the mind back to your own here. Would say to the dominance of your own being, not to the exclusion of experiences, but the mind remains rooted in your own presence naturally. So as it loses that, you just bring your mind back. Wherever your mind goes, I'm already there.